Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early. But planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace of unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists around the world. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
Kelly Clarkson here to let y'all know that it's the holidays at Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In a recent report by the INTO, a staggering 951 teacher posts in primary and special schools are currently vacant, with projections suggesting this number could triple in the coming months. The situation paints a troubling picture for the future of education in Ireland. So with such alarming statistics, you've got to ask, how are schools managing to provide quality education in the face of this unprecedented teacher shortage? Joining us to talk about this, John Boyle, the INTO General Secretary, and we'll also be talking to someone at the Coalface, Shane Loftus, Principal at Our Lady Immaculate Senior National School in Darndale in Dublin. But first of all, John Boyle, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
These numbers seem extraordinary. Why would they triple, though, in the coming months?
It's absolutely exasperating for us, Pat. You know, it's an enormous magnitude, this shortage. You mentioned the 951 posts, and like, schools do try their absolute best to fill posts over the summer holidays. 951 shortages is poor enough, but then schools already know that there are some teachers going to be retiring in October after the midterm, some more at Christmas. They know that a good number of young teachers are pregnant and going to be having babies in the new year. So they are predicting that this is going to treble. And of course, when you see those stark numbers, then you start focusing on how do you fill the gaps. And the gaps, you know, we are proud of our schools. We try to cover over the cracks. We had 1,848 people, Pat, standing in front of classes in the first 5 weeks of the year who are not qualified teachers for primary. Now, that is absolutely astounding. On top of that, we had 60% of the schools surveyed indicating that they were using a special education teacher to go in and cover for the mainstream class if there was somebody missing sick for a day or two. And then you had 505 schools who couldn't find anybody at all. So they just split the classes among the remaining children, junior infants, up in the sixth class, trying to get on with their education. So it's not a good sign for this government at this time.
It's pretty chronic. The 1,840 people who are not qualified primary teachers who are standing in front of the children, what sort of people typically are they?
Well, I suppose the Teaching Council Act allows for emergency situations that a person other than a teacher can be in a classroom for up to 5 days. So there will be a whole variety of people early in the school year. You can find maybe young Leaving Cert students who are going on to teacher training and haven't begun their course yet. So they might go into the school for a week or two to get a bit of experience, and then they're plucked in and put in front of a class. You can have secondary teachers occasionally, but obviously there's a crisis in their sector too, so probably not too many of them. Then we had 750, Pat, and then we had another 1,100 people who are registered with the Teaching Council but are not registered, fully registered for primary. So again, you could be talking about people who are about to finish their teacher training, who had time off in September before they went back to college. But all in all, that 1,848 are plugging gaps, and really we should have 1,848 fully qualified teachers covering those gaps. And it's not for the want of trying. We've been speaking about this for 12 years. An international expert came into Ireland 12 years ago and called out our department for their failure to properly plan for teacher supply.
Okay, now, here we are in 2024. How many teachers do we produce every year?
Well, we are producing 300 more from next year onwards, and that was one of the recommendations we made to Minister Foley 2 years ago, that they would have to at least increase teacher intake to the colleges by 500. Now, she settled for 300 the first year and 300 the second year. But, of course, they're not out yet. And we will be demanding now that the next government continue that trend and increase it by at least 300 every year until we get over
but,
the hump.
But, you know, do the simple math. How many teachers retire every year? How many teachers come out of the colleges every year? And do the figures match or is there a shortfall?
The figures, Pat, that would come out of the colleges since the year dot would be more than the number of retirements because I suppose Ireland has been in a position that the population of children has been on the increase for quite a while, and the departments of education over the years have made policy changes. For example, they've reduced class sizes, they've opened more special classes, they've recently announced opening more special schools, and that's all good. But, you know, if they're going to be making those policy changes, which we welcome, they need to put the resources behind them. And they need to be planning for those changes into the future well in advance of making the change. And we heard last month, Pat, from the department that they expect to have an oversupply, would you believe, by 2027. Now, the only way I can see that happening, and I won't be agreeing to it, if they recruited 4,000 robots, maybe then we'd have an oversupply by 2027.
Okay, but so need to get everyone listening will say we're producing more teachers every year than the retirements, and these should match the increase in population. So where have they gone?
Yeah, and I heard that on other stations about where have they gone. So when we looked into the survey, Pat, you can see clearly that you need a certain number of teachers for the system over and above just having a teacher for every class. So teachers, like any other worker, they get sick in odd time, they have to get cover. So the big emergency for substitution cover, when we can't even fill permanent positions in areas where we can't find housing for teachers in Dublin, then you look beyond that, where are the other gaps? So people would be on leave having babies and they're quite entitled to their maternity leave. Teachers have gone out of the country. They were driven out of here in 2012. That's why that expert was brought in to try to figure out how to make up for the shortfall in 2012 when their salaries were reduced from 39,000 back down to 27. And some of those teachers have remained away from home, and we've come up with a very simple plan for government to try to incentivize them to come back from Singapore and South Korea and so on, maybe now in their early 30s, that if they got credit for the time they were away, mm-hmm. rather than come back and just be down at the bottom of the pay scale. So we've put in a lot of constructive solutions to the department.
And do you think that your members would have no issue with that? Because, you know, people will come back from a school, wherever it might be. That is if they've been teaching. I mean, many teachers go away and they don't teach. But you're
Absolutely.
Talking about teaching experience, and there'll be people in the schools where these people are parachuted in who haven't gone away. And yet the person who's coming in from Singapore or whatever else is earning more than they are. And you can imagine what goes on in the staff room.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what we were proposing, Pat. All we were suggesting was that if you taught anywhere in the world, so if you taught in Ireland and you stayed here, and thanks be to God so many people did stay, you continued up your pay scale throughout that time. But the people who went away in order to incentivize to come back, that they would be given an opportunity to also have their credit acknowledged when they come back. So they wouldn't be going ahead of anybody else as such. They would be just getting credit.
No, but I mean, you might have a younger teacher. Suppose someone comes back in their 30s and
yes.
they get credit. The 28-year-old teacher who's served in that school for 6 or 7 years will be earning less than the 32-year-old teacher who comes back from Singapore.
And that's the nature of it, Pat. In the public service, we have salary scales, and you know, you know when you join the public service that you're going to work your way up through the scales eventually. Unfortunately for our profession, and we hope to do something about this in the local bargaining and the pay deal, we have the longest pay scale of all the public service. And it takes you 24 years to get to the top of it. And that's why people are struggling in the Dublin area,
now,
because when they're trying to start a family, their salary isn't able to...
Two points.
One
of the suggestions, John, is that a Dublin allowance would be introduced. Do you go along with that, or do you say every teacher has to get whatever is coming from the department?
Well, I suppose, Pat, our union Congress 2 years ago had that policy that we would seek a Dublin allowance. And subsequently, we made the case to the Department of Education. It wasn't listened to. What they did instead was they gave us a 2,000 euro incentive for the teachers who did the long course, the 6-year PME course, to try to encourage those teachers to remain in areas, maybe rent pressure areas, where the 2,000 might make up for the deposit for the rent for the year or whatever. But they didn't agree to the Dublin allowance, and the minister said it was still on the table. But when it came to it on Budget Day and various other engagements, obviously other professions would be looking for the same. Now, strangely enough, 2 years ago, trainee nurses were given, I think, up to, I think it was something like 600 or 700 a week to pay for their accommodation near a hospital in Dublin for Monday to Thursday. Our teacher certainly would have welcomed that too. But I don't think that would necessarily resolve it, Pat, because how big would it have to be, this allowance,
okay,
for somebody to
now
be able to get a house?
The other
in
question
Dublin
that people want answered is about leave of absence. And we know that individual schools have to give the nod to people to get their leave of absence, but they can get up to 5 years leave of absence. So the question is, does the union have an objection to any kind of moratorium on leave of absence? We're not talking about pregnancy leave, of course, that's a given.
Yes.
But other, you know, travelling the world, trying to make a deposit on a house in Dubai, whatever it might be, if the minister decided the way to solve this problem, waiting for all these other teachers to come out of the training courses, is to put a moratorium on leave of absence. What say you?
Well, you see, we negotiated many years ago that teachers, like other workers, would have access to a career break scheme. And at the time, it was intended for people maybe who had given their best to the profession for a period of time and just needed a bit of time out, maybe to recharge the batteries and so on. And you know, that is an attractive part of being in the public service, that you can get a career break. But what we've been finding in recent years is because of all the challenges that young mothers and young fathers have with childcare, that a vast majority of the people actually taking the leave are taking it to look after their children beyond their first
and
year
I
on
mean,
this earth.
We know all of this kind of thing, but what about the people who head off to foreign parts and stay away for 2 or 3 years and have a job held for them in this jurisdiction pending their return?
Yes, so this is why the Salberg report in 2012 asked the Department of Education to up their game in relation to planning for teacher supply.
And so in other words, you want to keep letting them go, but just produce more teachers, more of whom will leave on that basis.
We most certainly don't want to see our teachers leaving in big numbers, Pat. And that's why, for example, in the local bargaining and the pay deal that we negotiated there recently, that all of the claims that we're putting into the Department of Education and deeper to try to deal with that money that's available to teachers are all designed to improve teacher supply. For example, they slashed all the allowances for doing extra training as a teacher for doing special ed diplomas.
Okay, but can you answer the question? I mean, the moratorium on people just willy-nilly, as soon as they qualify virtually, get a permanent job and they head off. Would you like to see that stopped?
I know for sure, Pat, that if that were to happen, there would be a bounce for 1 year. So obviously, if you weren't allowed go after your first year or after your second year, the chances are that some people would decide, okay, we'll wait and we'll go on career break maybe a little bit later on. But what we have noticed, and principals will tell you this, including probably the principal you're going to interview soon, is that many, many teachers who were refused career breaks in the last few years, they resigned their positions and went away anyway. And I suppose that's what really, really grieves me, because at least if they are given a career break, they have a tie with Ireland, they have an attachment to a school, and they're likely to return.
So your answer, if I parse it correctly, is no, you don't want any moratoriums imposed on that. John, we'll leave it there with you, and we'll go to Shane Loftus, Principal of Our Lady Immaculate Senior National School in Darndale. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
You're on the coalface. How many teachers shy are you at the moment, out of a total?
So I am 7 teachers shy out of 27 that I should have. Now, that sounds like an outrageous number, and it is. But 5 of those staff are what we call a supply panel. So their role, and it was, you know, one of the better schemes that the department came up with in the run-up to COVID. So their role would be to, while they're based in my school, they fill the gaps in 11 local schools.
Okay.
any time there's a short-term absence. No, I've had nobody for that panel for the last 2 years. The more immediate, I suppose, issues for myself, Pat, there's one or teacher for one position that I'd allocated as a classroom teacher that I haven't been able to fill, which would be a fixed term job for the year. And I have a long term sick leave that I haven't been able to fill either.
So you have two posts that you'd love to fill, but you can't.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Now, how are you managing?
I'm very fortunate. I have amazing teachers and SNAs here in our school.
Are they covering for the missing people? Are you amalgamating classes?
Not so much amalgamating classes, Pat. I suppose the children who are losing out the most are children who would be getting support teaching from our support team, because that's ultimately is where we have to go and the teachers we have to call on. So it means the support team then are taking on extra workload. They're stretching themselves almost to breaking point, to be honest.
If somebody gets sick during the year or whatever, you're another position shy. I mean, it's going to be a difficult year, I suspect.
It is, and the survey results didn't brighten my mood, I'll be honest with you. Already it's nigh on impossible to find any substitutes, and looking at what we're talking about there, it's only going to be getting worse. Look, this is something that had been flagged, as John said, with the department, but they seem to be just leaving it to principals to sort out the mess.
All right. On that pessimistic note, Shane Loftus, principal at Our Lady Immaculate Senior National School in Darndale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Kelly Clarkson here to let y'all know that it's the holidays at Wayfair. I love this time of year, y'all. It's always filled with friends and family around the dinner table, holiday traditions, and my favorite, cozy time spent at home. Wayfair is your one-stop holiday shop this season, regardless if you're throwing a party for people and it's all the decor, or if you need to find that perfect gift for someone you love. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.